Thank you. JF, do you mind just repeating for us an update on Jesse Ylönen, please?
Yes, he's going to see the doctors, but it doesn't look good for him for now. I don't think he'll be able to play on Wednesday. You know, we're going to revisit that tomorrow, but I don't think it's going to be an option for us. So, hey, you know, we've had guys step up all year. You know, guys from Three Rivers all year came up and did well. And we have a lot of extra players right now sitting on the sidelines that could come in and play well. So we feel good about that.
It certainly didn't look like it on the ice tonight, but did you feel that there was any panic in your dressing room today, or were they pretty calm and knew the task at hand tonight?
Very calm. You know, I would say that it's probably the calmest that we've been in the six game we've played. There was a good calmness, and the players were confident. And after we got that first goal, I thought you know, the leaders did a good job to calm everybody down and play well. We played a patient game. We waited for the right times to pounce on the puck, and we waited for them to make mistakes tonight. It's like a chess game a little bit, and it worked in our favor tonight.
Lastly, for me, coming into this series, Springfield, of course, with one of the top power play units in the league in the postseason. The key to your PK, aside from the not really giving them a whole lot of second chances, it just how you've been able to stymie that power play on the other side of the ice.
Well, the goalie is obviously your best PKer, but we have a lot of shots. We have good sticks in the lane. Our assistant coach, Martin Laperriere, does a great job putting all that together. And, you know, our defense block shots as well. It's just a good team effort, and that's the way we're built as a team. So, for sure, the PK is good for us right now.
Great. Thanks, coach.